So I promised you an interview at 10 past 8. Just had to make sure that Delano was on the line because Delano does great things in the mornings. He gets to go for coffee before everybody else goes to work. Delano, welcome. Great to have you on Impact 103.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You're a super social guy, I tell you. What is it? What is it? How was coffee this morning?
It was good. I was just having coffee with a coworker. Okay. Here at the studio.
Is that what you call it in the Western Cape, down in George? Just a coffee.
Well, I'm at the moment, I'm actually based in Cape Town.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I moved here. Yeah.
When was this move? When was this move, Delano? I feel like we haven't spoken in so long. Like I've missed a lot.
Yeah. It's been maybe even been a year. I don't know. Yeah.
It has been a long time because the last time we spoke was last year with the release of your song, your single, The Canvas, which was absolutely well received by your fans and the music industry at large. So it's great to have you back on The Morning Drive. For those of you that don't know who Delano is, he's a musician, an artist, a singer, a songwriter. But I love what he says. And I speak in the third person here, Delano, but I expect you to please give an answer on this. On your Instagram, on your bio, you say that you're wrestling with the boxes humans make. Please explain that to me. You're wrestling with the boxes humans make.
Yeah, so I think in that statement, I'm in a broader sense referring to just the tension of life in general, just the consequence of being alive, so to speak. And in a more Christianese sense, as I like to call it, I'm wrestling with theology, just who is God and who am I in light of that, and what is these limits that we put on God, limits in a sense of he is this but he isn't this. I think Arminianism versus Calvinism, that whole thing, I'm constantly wrestling with that because I care for truth.
That is so well explained and very well put. It's so true. I think sometimes we're so busy in life, we don't even realize that's even happening around us. And we definitely need to just pause a little bit. Earlier on this morning, I was just talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to be our pacemaker in our lives. So just amazing.
Yeah, so true.
What you're saying this morning. You have been busy. Wow, I think the first time, in fact, it was the first time that I interviewed you was back in 2022 when you were up in Pretoria. You released the song Raise the Alarm last year. Your 2023 was a very busy year for you with a number of singles that you released, Never Enough being one of them. You Will Be Mine, Take Your Time, and as I alluded to earlier on in our discussion about The Canvas being released. 2024, is it going to be just as busy?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. Got a few singles lined up as well.
Okay. This year, yeah. I'm so excited to hear that. Your first single for 2024 is You Are Mine. And Delano, I'm not saying this just because I'm interviewing you for the song, but I think personally, this might be one of my favorites of yours that you have released. It's such a different song compared to your very first one in 2022, Raise the Alarm. Very different mood, different, obviously lyrics are very different. But in terms of just the way that you wrote the song, just so beautiful. But I think it's for you to explain to us when we hear it on Impact 103, what is the story behind You Are Mine?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you so much. I'm so honored, actually. Like the song. Yeah, so You Are Mine. My songwriting is, I think, as many artists would say, my processing of life and my processing of my journey. And I really believe, for myself at least, in being brutally, brutally honest with my journey with God and with life, because for me there's just no other way. And I think the song, the bottom line of the song, and I'll start with the bottom line because there's so much actual unpacking to do, which I won't blabber and bore for too long. I did make a song story about it, so people can find that like everywhere. But I think it's about this being sub, whether we are aware of it or not, subconsciously or consciously aware of it, we all ask the question, like, what's the bottom line of life? Like, what matters most? What is all this fuss about? What is this tension about? And I think it comes down to where I see myself as a ragamuffin. I'm a beggar at the door of God's mercy, and I'm aware of my state. People hear all the time just how incredibly hell-bent they are on sin, and especially in certain circles. Like, you hear all the time just how your sin is an issue and a problem. But I found a beautiful consolation almost, and soothing in the revelation of a cure, which is that God furiously loves us, and he simply unconditionally loves us. He simply loves us. And I think that when we start to see that truth and see it for what it is, and allow him to, I think, do this surgical work on us that isn't necessary, that might be painful, but is it's not painful in a sense of your suffering, but a painful in a sense of truly believing, does he love me? And do I trust him that he loves me so much that there is nothing I can do to escape him? And that he is furiously after me. And I think that, I mean, that would obviously change everything. Long explanation.
But that's why we have you on Impact 103. Yeah. We want to hear those long explanations, and really love how you've just explained this to us, because sometimes we don't realize that God is, he's chasing down after us, and he wants to say and speak over you, you are mine. And really love how you have evolved in your songwriting and in your music. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what's next when it comes to more singles that you are releasing in 2024. In terms of numbers, not going to put you under any pressure. I know creatives don't like deadlines. So when they're ready, they will release these songs. How many songs do you think the Lord has set out for you to release in 2024?
You know what? Probably about 3 or 4, because of, if I know myself, I know how much of a process it is for me to finally be happy with the song, but probably 3 or 4. But for my plan, and I'll throw this in the hoop in the basket for now, but my plan is to release at least a 6-track EP by the beginning of next year. So that's also something to look forward to.
Going
to
hold
so
you to it
all
now.
All in all, this year, probably 3 or 4, but yeah.
Okay. All right, holding you to that one. It's good to have goals, and we just love your music here on Impact 103. Thank you, Delano Uesta, so much for joining us on The Morning Drive. Just to share your heart about where you're at with your walk with Christ. You're always so transparent and honest and authentic about it. And that's why we look forward to hearing your music, because like you say, every time you're just having a conversation with God, and get us to share in that and also relate to that conversation, because we serve such an amazing God. It's Delano Uesta, You Are Mine on Impact 103. He released his song on Friday, so we are ready to hear this beautiful song. And why not download it wherever you listen to music? You Are Mine, Delano Uesta. Thank you.